This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more. This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Dear Diary, there are days I wish I had a time machine, a chance to go back and do things differently. Mainly, I think about the night I became famous. Maybe I should have never let the world assume I was this famous artist. Maybe I should have spoken up and set the record straight. It weighs heavy on my mind. Oh yeah, and there's another thing on my mind. I was expecting a visit from my Aunt Flo, who was late.
You're pregnant?
Pregnant?
You said your Aunt Flo was late.
What are you, my grandmother? I'm not talking about my period. I'm talking about my literal Aunt Flo. Florence from Florida. Her plane was delayed.
She was an unknown actress way back in season one. Now she is really famous and her life is much more fun. She's walking the red carpet, even got a household name. Here's hoping she won't screw it up and go back to being lame. Welcome to season two of the Carlotta Botox Chronicle.
Yep, Diary. I was getting a visit from my Aunt Flo. The first visit from family since I became a star. Boy, was I nervous. That's the thing about family, you know? Like, they don't let you get away with anything. And I had a lot I was trying to get away with.
Kitty cat! I'm here! I just flew in from Florida and boy, are my arms tired. That's a joke, honey. Isn't that a hoot?
Aunt Flo! Welcome. Yeah, I guess you're the queen of dad jokes.
Get your bony ass over here and let Auntie Flo give you a kiss.
Oh boy, minty, yet cigarette-y.
The magic of menthol, baby. Hey, look at you! Little bitty kitty with the tiny little titty witties. Do you remember when I used to say that to you? When you were 11?
Oh, yeah. I killed a tree or two worth of diary pages on that fond memory.
Oh, come on. I was yanking your Tampax string. Look at you now, though. All grown up, filled out and famous. Who would have thunk it? Not me. But I'm not as imaginative as you are.
Thank you.
I'm not an actress or a famous artist or whatever you are. What are you anyway, kitty?
Well, I'm all of those things. Actress, thinktress, and now art-ess.
Oh, yeah. Graffiti artist. A can of spray paint and somebody else's private property, and suddenly you're Vincent van Gogh. Lucky you weren't arrested!
It was done in the name of art. Okay, and it doesn't matter. People know my name. That's what counts.
In my day, you had to have talent. Now all you need is a YouTube thing, or a Twitter handle, Instagram, whatever that is. You got those?
Well, yes. Not to do a shameless plug here, but there is a Carlotta Botox YouTube channel, and there's a Facebook, and a Twitter, and an Instagram. You can Google all of it.
And people follow you around and poof. You're famous.
Well, they don't follow you around. They follow you. And it's not as simple as that, okay? You have to put out content.
Content.
Yeah, it's like stuff. I'm an influencer, you know?
What is that?
I influence people to put out content.
Ah! The world's gone mad.
Say, how long are you staying, Aunt Flo?
The usual. 5 to 7 days.
Fantastic.
Don't worry. Aunt Flo won't cramp your style. You won't even know I'm here. Just go with the flow. Hey, that could be my tagline.
Carlotta, are you here? Carlotta, I have your schedule for the week.
We're in here.
I'm still getting lost in this place. Oh, I didn't know you had company.
Amy, my Aunt Flo is here for a visit. My literal Aunt Flo.
Nice to meet you, literal Aunt Flo. I'm Amy, but my friends call me Basic Amy.
Basic Amy's my assistant. She helps me out.
Assistant? Well, la-di-da, look at you. In my day, we didn't have assistants. We had friends.
Carlotta, if I could have your ear for a minute?
Go on, Vincent Van Botox. You got 2 ears to spare.
What is it?
I hate to stress you out, but the troll is back on Twitter and very active.
Carlotta Photox? Damn.
Says you are not a famous graffiti artist. You never were, and they have proof.
What kind of proof?
I don't know, but he tweeted a warning. The fraud will be exposed.
Oh, well, that is creepy as F. Are you sure it's a he?
Well, it's gotta be because it's creepy as F.
Oh, you're so right. Girls would never.
We're awesome.
Yay, us.
But what is he getting at? Is there something to it? Because I can get in front of it if I have to, but I kind of have to know.
I am hiding nothing, okay? I am an open diary. You know that.
Should I tweet back?
Nah, just ignore it.
Hey, what if I tweet back that Whitney Houston meme? I want to see the receipts. You know that one?
I want to see the receipts.
Yes, that'll show him. Damn, diary. This Twitter troll is the worst. Is it the real new Banksy? If it is, how can he prove it? He was careful to keep his identity hidden for years, and now he comes forward? Who would believe him? Ugh, I wanted to get it off my mind, and I had to visit Dave to sign some contracts. So, I took Aunt Flo for a drive to Van Nuys.
My goodness, you got a lot of strange-looking people out here. But I take people as they are. Live and let live, I say. Holy cow! Look at that weirdo. And wow! Get a load of these gas prices.
Diary, this was going to be a long week. I decided to change the subject. Shame you had to come alone, Aunt Flo. You know, I'm sure Uncle Dickie is gonna miss you.
Oh, Uncle Dickie. If you even knew, kitty cat. If you knew what I was going through with Dickie.
Oh no. Is Dickie sicky?
I'm the one who's sick. Sick with loneliness. Things ain't right between Uncle Dickie and me.
Oh dear, I think I'm about to be sorry I said this, but please, Aunt Flo, go on.
No! Oh, there's trouble at Castle Kanicki. Sex trouble.
Yep, I knew it.
Our bedroom is drier than a sandpaper convention during a drought in the Sahara.
Ew. Hey, maybe we should table this conversation. We'll be at Dave's any minute now.
You will arrive in Van Nuys in 43 minutes.
Great timing, Siri.
I'm a vibrant, sexy woman, kitty. And I'm wasting away on the west coast of Florida. God's waiting room.
Oh, man.
Did you know AARP says 70 is the new 65? I should be out boning, baking the potato, bludgeoning the flaps.
Okay, maybe that's enough metaphors for sex.
You kidding? I'm only on the bees. Bopping the Chick-fil-A. Buttering the biscuit.
What do you say we take our minds off of it by listening to the radio?
Your Sirius XM radio is temporarily unavailable.
Damn you, canyons.
And the worst part is, your Uncle Dickie has turned into... He's turned into... Oh, I don't want to say it.
Hey, isn't it a gorgeous day out?
He's turned into a nomosexual. He doesn't want to have sex no mo.
Okay, that is like way too much information.
And I do everything for that man. I even got a Brazilian. Uncle Dickie didn't even raise an eyebrow, let alone anything else.
I know that sharing is caring, but I'm feeling a little too cared for right now.
Here, check it out.
Oh no, I don't want to look.
My first Brazilian. Maybe I should get an Instagram account and be like, hey world, look at my content.
Oh, please put it away, Aunt Flo. I gotta concentrate on the road.
Learn to drive, bitch.
diary, the absolute last thing I wanted to do was look at my aunt's vag. I had so much on my mind with this Twitter troll, Carlotta Photox. I felt my anxiety starting to bubble up. I just needed a sign that this was going to be okay. If only I had a sign from above.
You are what you pretend to be.
What?
You are what you pretend to be. It's on that billboard over there, next to the weirdo.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. It's a quote from Kurt Vonnegut. Huh. That's interesting.
That's like the third one of these I've seen since I got off the plane.
No kidding? Yes, diary. There it was. A sign from above. You are what you pretend to be. I have been pretending to be someone I'm not. But maybe I've actually become that someone. Dave's right. I am the new Banksy. Who can say I'm not? On that heady note, we arrived at Dave's and I realized that having my Aunt Flo visit was just what I needed.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Carlotta, is that you?
Dave, I'd like you to meet my literal Aunt Flo. Flo, say hello to my manager slash landlord, Dave.
Well, hello, Dave. Aren't you a handful of a man and a half?
Literal Aunt Flo, the pleasure is all mine. I could see where Carlotta gets her good looks.
We're related by marriage.
Why, thank you. And please, don't call me literal Aunt Flo.
What should I call you?
Oh, how about yours?
And this isn't awkward at all.
Kitty tells me you have royal blood.
Well, royal is overstating it. Just aristocratic blood. I'm the heir to the Dorkinshire Duchy in England.
All that and a bag of chips. So, do I call you Your Highness?
No, I'm a lord. I mean, I'll be a lord in the future, so Dave is fine for now.
How about Lord Dave? And might I say, Lord Dave, you do have the body of an athlete.
Where? In the trunk of his car?
I heard that.
I suddenly feel thirsty.
Okay, you can't possibly know what that means.
How about I give you a tour of the place, Flo? We got a soda vending machine in the hall. My treat.
Lead the way, my lord. But none of that LaCroix crap. It's a liquid hate crime.
So, Dave took literal Aunt Flo off to tour the apartment complex, and this gave me time to check out this Carlotta Photox account online. Let's see. Twitter.com/CarlottaFotox. FAUXTOX. Okay, troll. What have you been up to? Oh, no. Holy crap, diary. This was worse than I realized. Basic Amy downplayed how bad this was. OMG. The fraud will be exposed? Carlotta Botox will be avenged? And then this one. Pride goeth before destruction? What in the actual hell is this? Diary, this was a nightmare. This Carlotta Photox person had to be the real new Banksy, and they were pissed off. I got so deep into this thing that time flew by, and I realized I hadn't seen Aunt Flo or Dave in hours. Oh man, enough of this. I gotta find Dave. This is so creepy. Where did they go? Hello? Diary, I looked up and down the halls. Hello? The laundry room.
You guys in here?
In the parking lot.
Hello?
They were nowhere to be found.
Dave! Literal on flow! No, 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 not there. Oh, this room. Where are you guys? Come on, this isn't funny.
Oh, maybe they're out by the pool.
Oh, no.
Dave? Hello? Where are you?
Lord! Lord! Lordy, Lordy!
Oh. 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 Diary, in the hot tub, what did I see? Aunt Flo and Dave thrashing around in the water. Was she giving him an early bird special? Where's my time machine? I need to go back and unsee this. Dave, seriously?
Kalana, wait. This isn't what it looks like.
Ew, ew, ew. Oh my god, I can't not see that. Oh my god, I'm gonna be scarred for life. Oh, to hell with this. I'm going back to Calabasas. I'll talk to Basic Amy. She's not a freak like Dave. I mean, God, I just can't believe he'd get busy with my elderly aunt. Oh, speak of the devil. Hello, Basic Amy? Oh, you will never believe what just happened.
I hate to interrupt whatever you're doing, but listen, the police are here.
Police? What?
There's been an incident. I'm sorry to deliver this news, but... there's been a break-in.
A break-in?
At the house. I don't mean to hang you off a cliff, but how fast can you get here?
I'm on my way. Holy crap, Diary. What fresh hell is this? A break-in? Something tells me this is the work of my troll, Carlotta Photox, who I am more convinced now than ever is the new Banksy. This is getting scary. We'll talk soon. Toodles!
Hey everyone, this is Anne Sloan, the creator of the Carlotta Botox Chronicles. If you would like to hear a preview of our next chapter, stay tuned until the very end of this episode. I'm excited to tell you it's our big musical extravaganza, so stick around for that. Our show today stars Samantha Gordon as Carlotta and Trevor Lasur as Dave. Co-starring were Amy Linden and Rachel Wong. It was written and directed by yours truly and engineered by Ivan Rivera at Clear Lake Recording. Full credits are available at our website, CarlottaPodcast.com. It's where you'll also find ways to support the show, if that's your thing. Thank you so much for listening. Next time on the Carlotta Botox Chronicles.
Carlotta, your house was broken into. I know this isn't a great turn of events, but it's not the end of the world.
My spidey senses are all a-tangle. Trust me, this break-in is bigger than it seems.
You don't know that. Anyway, you haven't even talked to the police.
And I'm not going to.
You have to deal with this no matter what comes of it. What are you gonna do? Just hide from the inevitable?
Not hide. Just delay. I need to take my mind off of it. I need a distraction.
You have to face the music, Carlotta.
Whoa. Dave, you just gave me a light bulb moment. What if? What if we do a musical? As a distraction from the crap tornado that's about to twist my life apart.
Why would we do that? What's the justification? By what possible reason would you and I just do a musical?
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
The influence of Freemasonry is undeniable, but who are these mysterious apron-wearing craftsmen, and what are they up to? For centuries, hater-ass conspiracy theorists have attempted to answer these questions.
Two Flat Earthers Kidnap a Freemason, starring Zane Schacht as Randy Dunning, Lauren Grace Thompson as Gail Kruger, and Matthew Woodcock as Walter Clay.
I just want to go on the record right now and say that I, Randy Dunning, am 100% anti-gravity.
Like, subscribe, and share your way to the truth when two flat earthers kidnap a Freemason.